How is this for an idea? Let's let commercial businesses inject you with drugs without your knowledge or approval. That's the effect of a new form of genetic agriculture called biofarming. It is the process of splicing pharmaceuticals into the genes of commercial crops. The industry expects to widely market transgenic seeds of this kind in 2 or 3 years. But it won't be allowed in this state if the Oregon chapter of Physicians for Social Responsibility, or PSR, has its way. The organization, which includes physicians and non-doctors, plans to introduce a bill next year in the Oregon legislature to ban such agriculture for 4 years. Rick North is the director of PSR's Campaign for Safe Food. He says, "I don't want to be exposed to drugs without knowledge of what they do and what their side effects are. Anyone who has suffered an allergic reaction to a drug or medicine would likely agree. I'm just enough of an old shoe to like the idea of the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. You know what each of them produces, and you make your purchases. Biofarming, on the other hand, would be like buying a bagel from the baker and ingesting a dose of paraffin." In 2002, 500,000 bushels of soybeans in Nebraska had to be destroyed when inspectors found that the soybeans had been exposed to an experimental corn produced by biofarming, which contained a vaccine for travelers' diarrhea. I, of course, have always been stoutly opposed to travelers' diarrhea, but I just think the people who give us vaccines against it should be doctors and pharmacists, not biotech firms. Supporters of biofarming praise it as an act of Yankee ingenuity and applaud genetic food breakthroughs that could fight such maladies as AIDS, herpes simplex virus, and hepatitis B and E. coli. I don't know of anyone who wants humans to be infected by those medical scourges. That's not the point. The point is our food supply should not be the delivery mechanism for drugs. Oregon currently does not permit biopharmaceutical crops for cultivation. Physicians for Social Responsibility wants to keep it that way. This is Les O'Coin.